Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Lost Queen, a novel by Sidney Pike, read by Tony Fruton, with a note read by the author. In the 1830s, a group of quarrymen discovered a body buried on a hilltop 2 miles east of Dunipace, Scotland. The skeleton had been laid to rest in an ancient coffin of unhewn stone. No weapons, jewellery, mirrors or combs were found in the grave. The only accompanying artefact was a large earthenware vase, and inside it, the decayed remains of parchment. A report was published in the New Statistical Account of Scotland, and the skeleton was removed so quarrying could continue. The body, the coffin, and the earthenware vase have all since been lost, along with the parchment and whatever was written upon it. Part 1. I have been a drop in the air. I have been a shining star. I have been a word in a book. Cad Gothew, The Battle of the Trees, translated by Robert Graves, The White Goddess. Chapter 1. Cadzow Forest, Strathclyde, Land of the Britons, Late Winter, AD 550. I was dreaming of the forest. This time, no rustle of wind, no bird call, no sliver of light penetrated the thick canopy of trees. Silence thundered in my ears like a band of war horses. And then, through the gloom, I heard my mother call my name, her voice soft and hollow-throated as a dove's. Langoreth. I woke with a start as my brother tugged back the covers and a rush of cold air.